You're listening to Life in Deep Ellum's podcast.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another week of guided prayer. This week, we are going to do an imaginative prayer together. On Sunday, I preached a sermon in our throwback series from 2017. And the backstory on the 2017 sermon was when I originally preached it, the audio didn't work, and so there was never a podcast record of that sermon. And so I thought, oh man, this will be a great one to redo, because then we'll get to have a podcast record of it, yada, yada, yada. And this week when we recorded it, we had more technical issues. The main audio didn't work, and so we had to use a backup audio, and so the quality wasn't as good. And then something happened with the video at the end, and it cut off the end of the sermon, and it cut off the imaginative prayer that I did at the close of that sermon. So I am practicing letting go of the frustration, letting go of things not working out, just letting go of things that I can't control, and controlling doing something about the things that I can control. And so I can re-record that imaginative prayer and share it with you guys now. So that's what we're going to do. If you missed the sermon, it was a message on slowing down, on making space, and trusting that Jesus really does want to be our companion and our guide. And that whenever we truly accept Jesus as our guide, there is an aspect of our lives that are transformed, because we just don't have to try so hard. That there is a grace that we can receive and are guided into when we learn to ask the question, "What shall I do, Lord?" And that's the question that Paul asked in Acts 22. When the Lord came to him on that road to Damascus and appeared as a blinding light, Paul asked of the Lord, "What shall I do?" And that's the question that we're going to pray with this morning. So the posture that I would recommend for this is one that allows you to bring some attention and humility to your prayer. So whether that is bowing in reverence or in a seated position, whatever for you communicates that sense of reverence, openness, and humility. So if you'd like, go ahead, get ready, and we'll begin. And now that you're ready, go ahead and begin to come into your breath. What I mean by that is become consciously aware of your breath. Allow each inhale and each exhale to bring you more clearly into this present moment. Bring your attention and focus to where you are now. And so with each breath, allow the worry, the fear, the anxiety, the anger, the weight of this day to leave you with each exhale. Now I want you to allow your breath to bring you to that place where you meet with God. That place deep in you where you know that you and God are connected, even when you don't feel it. That place in you where God is always present, even when life is difficult. So just breathe into that place of God's loving kindness and God's loving presence for a few more moments. To read to you just a few verses from Acts 22. And as I read, I want you to compose the scene in your mind. Whatever senses the Holy Spirit wakes up for you in this prayer, inhabit those. Whether it's touch, taste, smell, hearing, sight. I encourage you to receive the prayer that the Holy Spirit offers you today. About noon, as I came near Damascus, suddenly a bright light from heaven flashed around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice say to me, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" I asked. "I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting," he replied. My companions saw the light, but they did not understand the voice of him who was speaking to me. "What shall I do, Lord?" I asked. "Get up," the Lord said, "and go into Damascus. There you will be told all that you have been assigned to do." Acts 22. About noon, I came near Damascus. Suddenly, a bright light from heaven flashed around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice say to me, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" I asked. "I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting," he replied. My companions saw the light. They did not understand the voice of him who was speaking to me. "What shall I do, Lord?" These next few moments, I want to lead you through an imaginative prayer using the scene that you've composed with the assistance of the Holy Spirit. You are on the road to Damascus. It's been a 135-mile journey and you're nearing the end. You're sweaty and tired and thirsty. Your body aches from the long trek. And suddenly a light flashes around you. so bright and so brilliant that you fall to the ground in terror, unable to see. From that place of darkness, the light speaks. And Jesus calls your name, not just once, twice. You hear the voice of Jesus, full of understanding and love, call your name. Now that Jesus has your attention, what does he share with you? What does Jesus want you to know today? You listen to Jesus' voice, so full of love and truth. What feelings rise in you? What energy do those feelings bring to this moment? Ask Jesus the question burning in your heart. What shall I do, Lord? Maybe you ask it twice. What shall I do, Lord? The degree that you're able, open your heart to receive guidance from the Lord this day. Of the Lord comes to us in absence, and sometimes it comes in presence. Sometimes the word God speaks is silence, and sometimes the word God speaks is clear. Can you trust what Jesus is saying to you today? I want you to take the next minute just to share with Jesus anything that is in your heart. I want you to come back into your breath, but without yet releasing your prayer. Holding your prayer in your heart. I want you to imagine yourself there on the ground, face pressed into the dust. Light has disappeared and you can't see yet. How do you feel in this moment? And now, a set of hands come to you. And they lift you out of the dust. And they help guide you in this first step that Jesus has asked you to take. Whose hands are helping you? Jesus does not ask us to do this journey alone. So who has he sent to your life to help you along the journey? Names or faces may come to your mind now. Allow gratitude to rise in your heart for each companion Jesus has sent you. Each helper and healer who serves as a tangible reminder that you are always in God's loving presence. And now on your feet, aided by those who love you and are concerned for your highest good and healing, ask for the grace you need today to take that step. And when you've done so, I invite you to take one final deep breath and offer your amen. Amen. Friends, thanks for praying with me today. I hope that you will continue to ask this question, what shall I do, Lord? When you are feeling any strong emotion, when you are feeling uncertainty, you can ask the Lord, what shall I do? You can trust that he has sent people already into your life who can walk with you right now in the journey that you are on. And you can ask for the grace that you need. You know, the good thing about the imaginative prayer not working out for Sunday is that I got to do an extended version of that prayer with you guys today. I think that's a good thing. Maybe you would prefer the 5-minute version, but I am grateful that I had the opportunity to slow down, to make some space, and to offer this prayer alongside you today. I love you. I trust that you are loving one another well, and I will look forward to praying with you again soon.